Es kann so sehr in der Woche Chesu schreiben, wenn wir heute im Sechter Suche darf nun beis. Mischne seb, bei Zoi, Yom Tov, Vechulu. Fragt die Gemara, what's this great thing that they instituted? The Mishnah says that they instituted a great thing. So Rabbi Elazar said they instituted that the women should stand above the Ezra, in the Ezra's Nashim on balconies, and the men should be on the ground so that they should not mingle. A Bryce says, initially the men would be outside the Ezra's Nashim and the women would be inside. That led to inappropriate behavior, so they reversed the setup. It still led to such behavior, so they instituted that the women should be above on balconies. In fact, Gemara Pasuk says that the Beis HaMikdash must be built as told by Hashem to David. So how were balconies allowed to be added? Rav said, Pasuk says that when Mashiach comes and the war Gog and Magog takes place, there will be hespedim at which the men and women will be seated separately. The Chum felt, if at the time of a hesped, where there's no desire to do averus, the men and the women are to be kept separately, certainly at a time of simcha, when the desire is stronger, they have to be separated. For whom is that hesped discussed in the pasuk? Rav Daisa and the Rabbanan argue. One says for Mashiach ben Yosef, who will die in the war, and one says for the Yetzirah, who will be killed at the time. Why would there be sadness and hespedim for the killing of the Yetzirah? So Rabbi Yehuda said, the tzaddikim will cry as they remember the battles they had to overcome with the Sahara, and how they were, Baruch Hashem, successful. The Rishayim will cry because they'll realize that they could have easily won against the Yetzirah, but they did not. Rav Asi said initially the Yetzirah appears as a spider thread, and at the end it appears as a thick rope that's used to tie a wagon. Meaning it's easier to win over the Yetzirah the first time he comes about something, not after you've given in to him a bunch of times about that item. A Brisa says Hashem will say to Mashiach ben David, ask me for anything and I'll give it to you. Mashiach ben David will see that Mashiach ben Yosef died, he'll therefore ask for a long life. Hashem will respond that David had already asked for that on behalf of Mashiach ben David, and that request has already been granted. Revere Dashim Sukkim to show that the Yetzirah was referred to in seven different ways. Hashem referred to it as Ra, Moshe referred to it as an Orel, David referred to it as Tomei, Shlomo referred to it as the enemy, the Oyev, Yeshaya called it the Michshol, stumbling block, Yecheskel referred to it as a stone, and Yoel called it the hidden one. Bryce says the Pasuk said, I will move the hidden one away from you. This refers to the Yetzirah that's hidden in a person's heart. The Pasuk continues that Hashem says he'll move him to an uninhabited land where it has no one to start up with. The Pasuk continues that it looks at the first sea and then at the second sea, referring to how it destroyed the first and the second Beis HaMikdash and killed many tzaddikim. The Pasuk then says that its worst characteristic is when it leaves the goyim alone and it comes to incite the yidden to do averus. Abayi dashed in the Pasuk to show that the Yetzirah starts up with Tamid Chum more than other people. We see that Abayi was once depressed when he felt that he would have sinned in a set of circumstances when he saw that another man was able to fight off that Yetzirah to do an averus. An elder came to him and told him that Kol Shegadol Mechaber the greater the person is, the greater and more he is incited by the Yetzirah. Rabbi Yitzchak said, based on the pasuk, a person's Yetzirah grows stronger every day. Rish Lakish said it grows stronger and wants to kill the person. It's only with the help of Hashem that he can withstand with the Yetzirah. In the Yeshiva Rishmal, they taught, if the Yetzirah comes to a person, he should drag him to Beis Medrash. If he does so, if the Yetzirah is like a stone, it will dissolve. If he's like metal, it will be smashed. Rabbi Shimon bar Nachman and Rabbi Yonison said, the Yetzirah incites one to sin in this world and is there to bear witness against that sin, about that sin in the next world. Rav Huna noted that one pasuk suggests that the Yetzirah is an external influence, and another pasuk suggests that it's within the person. He explains, initially it's an external influence, and ultimately, when the person gives in to the Yetzirah, it becomes part of the person. Rava said, in the Pesukim, the Yetzirah is at first referred to as a traveler, then as a guest, and then as a man himself. Rabbi Yechanan said, if a person overindulges in Tashmish, he ultimately becomes weak in old age. If he doesn't overindulge, he remains healthy. Rav Chanan bar Acha said, based on Pesukim, there are four things that Hashem regrets, so to say, having created. Golus, the Kastim, the Yishma'ilim, and the Yetzirah. Rabbi Yechon added, it's Hashem's taking responsibility, so to say, for causing Averis, meaning by having created the Yetzirah, that makes us do Averis, that Hashem, quote-unquote, takes responsibility for that, and that's what allows us to get favorable judgment. A pasuk says, Hashem showed me four craftsmen. B'chon Ba'bizna, the name of Hashem Chassidah said, the four referred to are Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, who will build the Beis HaMikdash, So Eliyahu, who built the Mizbech in Har Carmel, and Shem, the son of Noach, Shem ben Noach, who built the Teva. A pasuk mentions that seven shepherds and eight princes will save the Yidden. The seven shepherds are David in the middle, Odom, Shes, and Meshuselach to his right, and Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe to his left. The eight princes are Yishai, Shaul, Shmuel, Omos, Tzefanya, Tzidkiyah, Mashiach, and Eliyahu. The Mishnah said, Arba Sula Mois Vechulu. A Bryce said the menorahs were 50 amas high. The Mishnah said, Arba Yeladim Shal Pirchei Kahuna Vechulu. Fact number was the 120 lug for all four menorahs together or for each menorah? So Gemara Brisa says they would carry pitchers of 30 lug for a total of 120 lug for all four menorahs. You see, it was 30 per per basin per menorah. Bryce says the carrying of this oil to the height of the menorah was a physical feat that was more difficult than what the son of Marsa ben Baisis was able to accomplish. He'd be able to carry both thighs of a large ox up the ramp on his own while walking slowly. And this was even greater. Why was the carrying of the oil a greater feat? The oil was lighter than the thighs. And the son of Marsa ben Baisis only walked up a ramp that had a small slope. The Kahanim had to carry up this oil up a ladder, and therefore was a more difficult physical feat.